This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
When we first launched this podcast, it honestly felt like we were being buried under 100 new tasks every single day between building a website and figuring out branding and payments. It can be overwhelming, and we quickly realized that we can't do everything ourselves.
You need a system that actually works for you. And for millions of businesses, that is Shopify. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of brands, from huge household names to small businesses just getting started. And it's built to feel like your own built-in business partner. You can launch a beautiful online store using hundreds of ready-to-go templates, accelerate your content creation with Shopify's AI tools, and easily run email and social campaigns that help you reach customers wherever they're scrolling.
Plus, Shopify gives you world-class expertise across everything from inventory and payments to shipping, returns, and international selling, all in one place. So if you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify.
So turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 a month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie, and see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Welcome to another edition of the Opinions Matter podcast, recorded live from our studios in the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. And on a beautiful day, and the day we recorded this podcast, it was actually beautiful. One of those rare days. There's nothing like this place. You're just not Katie, when you drive down the road.
No, it's absolutely fab.
When you drive down the road into Portmarnock and you see the sea, and you see, what's that island?
People sitting outside the front here having wine and beer.
What's the island on the left?
Bull Island.
No, it's not Bull Island.
Photo Island.
Photo Island in Cork. Jesus, you must have great eyesight. What's the island that's just out the window there?
I have no idea.
There's a lovely big island that's just out the window here at Portmarnock.
Our friend Anto was actually there recently and saw it. He was out in Portmarnock, I think.
And I don't even have a friend called Anto.
You know, my friend Anto that you know.
Oh, yeah.
Anto.
Yeah.
He posted a picture on Instagram.
Okay.
Or I think it was this one out this way. Or maybe, can you see this one from Hoth? Are we near Hoth here?
Yeah, hose is down that way.
Yeah, then
anyway,
it could be that one.
That's a long-winded way of saying it's beautiful out here on a nice day, and you should come out to the White Sands Hotel when the weather is permitting. Or even if on a bad day, you can still have a walk along the beach. Now, what do we want to talk about on this edition of Opinions Matter? By the way, Opinions Matter is 5 years old now. We celebrated our fifth birthday yesterday, and we just want to say thank you to everybody who has followed us on this journey.
Oh, I see what you're doing here.
Yeah. On this journey.
For the end.
Yeah. On this journey, yes.
Oh, how well do I know you?
You don't know me any but very well.
I guarantee it. Yes, I knew it. I know you better than you know yourself. I knew it. As soon as I heard that, what you've written down there, I knew it.
Yeah, shouting in my ear. Anyway, happy fifth birthday to us, and genuine thanks to all of you who have followed us all the way from day one on this podcast.
I followed you from day one on this podcast.
Oh, Jesus, you're part of the bloody thing. I should hope you'd follow us. And yeah, it's still going strong. 250,000 listens every month, and we are delighted with it. It's Ireland's Eye, by the way.
I don't think it is.
It is.
I think it's Lambay Island.
It's either Lambay or Ireland's Eye. Yeah, you could be Lambay. You could be right. Ireland's Eye is further.
Yeah.
Further down.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No, Katie could be right for once in her
very
life.
Very smart.
Anyway, let's talk about this topic. And it was raised or brought to her attention by a regular listener to this podcast called Audrey, and she sent a message and a video. And we debated before we came on air whether or not we would play the video on the podcast, and we said no, we don't want to insult this woman who's in the video, and we don't want to shame her either, and we don't want to make this about.
No,
about
I actually her. Haven't seen the video, so if you could explain to me what the video is,
because yeah.
I've heard about it, but I haven't actually seen it.
Okay, the video that was sent to us by Audrey, and I've seen it online. I saw it on TikTok or something like that earlier on today. Actually, it was yesterday I saw it. And it's gone around, it's done the rounds on social media. And it's basically a woman being interviewed and talking about being on the housing list. And she's been on the housing list, I think, for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And she's given out that she can't get a house in the same estate that she grew up in and where her mother lives. And she's explaining in the video that she wants. Now, she didn't use the word entitled, but the mm-hmm. video was full of entitlement. And she said, you know, I want to live where I grew up. This is where everybody I know lives. My mother is here. My mother would be able to mind the kids. I want a house here. And then it came into the people commenting, talking about foreigners. No, how's the Irish first? How's the Irish first? And all that stuff. But the heel of the hunt was she wants a house in an estate of her choosing.
Well, for her.
Yeah. And I...
get up and go to work and earn your own money for a house, love.
When Audrey sent me the message, I was like, okay, let's have a look at this video. And I was a bit incensed by the video, I have to say.
Yeah.
Now, I have to say, before saying all that, I do agree with social housing. I do agree with Ireland having social housing. And I'm grateful that we live in a country where people don't end up living under bridges like in America. Yeah. We have what I believe, and some of you may disagree with us, I believe we have a very generous social welfare system.
Too generous, I would say.
Yeah, even when it comes to housing. And, you know, people may be on the housing list for a long time, but you will get a house. But I'm sorry, if you are on the housing list, you should not be able to dictate where that house is.
No.
Would you agree?
No, absolutely not.
Well, we have a listen to what Audrey had to say, because I know she annoyed a lot of people on Facebook. Have a listen to Audrey.
I'm just want you to talk about something. I've seen it online, someone putting up a post saying that they can't get a house. They can't get a house near their ma and in the area where they grew up. And like they're on the housing list, they're on the social list, and they're complaining about it. And I just think, who do they think they are? You're not entitled to pick and choose where you live when you're on the social housing list. Even if you want to be renting or buying a house, at the moment you can't choose where you want to live. You have to go where you afford. I just don't understand where they're getting their entitlement from. I think it's ridiculous. So yeah, basically, she wants to live near her ma, and she wants to live near where she grew up, and she's going mad. And I just think the cheek of her, honestly, the cheek of her. Wondering if you can talk about it on the show.
Now, that is her message, and it has annoyed a lot of people. A lot of people agree with what she's saying. And I would tend to agree as well, because, you know, when you're on the housing list, now, you're not getting the house for free. Let's be honest. People think you get a house for free. You don't get a house for free. You actually have to, you do pay rent on it. Granted, it's not a mortgage price. But there are people who have bought property, you being one of them, me being one of them, lots of people. There are lots of people listening to this podcast who've paid big money for property. They're paying a huge mortgage, and they're not getting to live where they want to live.
Yeah.
You know, they're not getting to live in the estate.
It's not fair where people feel that when they do nothing, they can have whatever they want. Get a job. Go to work and pay for it yourself. It's that simple. If you want to choose, then you have to work for it. The luxury of being able to choose comes with the task of working for it, putting in the graft and getting something back. You can't get everything. It's just a sense of entitlement.
Now, in this particular woman's video, she has three children, young children. I don't know if there's a baby daddy there, but if there isn't a baby daddy there, how is she supposed to work full time?
Stop.
No, but don't
there's
make it.
People who've
no,
no
don't make it that it's easy. Don't make it that it's easy to get on the property ladder. It's bloody hard to get on the property ladder.
No, it is hard to get on the property ladder. But if you're not getting on the property ladder, then accept that you will have to take what's given to you and end the story. If you refuse a house for whatever reason, without very, 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 very good reason, you should be taken off the list. End the story. Or put back down to the end of the list. Like, it's just, get a job, you know? If you want to have something nice and you want to have your choice about where it is and how it's going to be, then go to work for it.
So you're saying beggars can't be choosers?
No, beggars can't be choosers. It's just a sense of entitlement. It's actually sickening. Genuinely, it's such a kick in the teeth for people who actually work.
Because, as I said, you do work. You got a mortgage. You didn't get to choose exactly where you wanted to live.
Well, I did.
No, but I mean, I'm sure you would have loved to live in Malahide or something like that. I'm sure there's other places you would have loved to live. But as you say, there are people taking out mortgages, paying huge mortgage.
Well, I was lucky because where I live is where I wanted to live. It's,
oh, well, that's
you
good.
Know, so I was lucky. But yeah, if I were being, you know, getting a house from the council or anything like that, I would not be so entitled as this woman. Absolutely.
Okay, so are you saying, just so I can get it in quotes, that someone who's on the housing list...
They shouldn't get to choose at all, no.
They shouldn't get a choice at all?
No.
Okay, so
you take what you're given.
So like a lucky box, whatever comes out of the lucky box.
End of story.
Okay, we'd love to hear from you. 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. Katie agrees with Audrey, who sent the message there. Whatever you are given or whatever you are offered, you should take. I'm wanting to live next door to your ma because she's going to be able to mind the kids. Or wanting to live next door or in the estate that you grew up in is just not feasible.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Let me go to Frances. How are you, Frances?
Hiya, Jeremy. Hiya, Katie.
Hiya, Frances.
I agree with Katie 100%. Now, I'm an old one, you know, but the people today that are getting houses, it's just amazing. They get grants to washing machines, dishwashers, carpets and everything. When I got married first, which was a long, long time ago, I had to go and live with my mother because we didn't have a home and my father had just died. So then after a year, we were given a house and we were delighted. And it was a good bit away from my mother. But when we went over to see that house, the doors were falling off and everything. We had to fix up that house ourselves. We weren't given any money from the council. And then after 2 years, we were given an option of this house to live in for a year and then buy, which we did, and it was the best bet we ever made. But, you know, it was far away from my mother, but, I mean, I could get a bus to her. You know, I mean, this day and age, when they're given their forever home, unmarried mothers, I'm nothing against them, but they get these grants that they can furnish the whole house, and if they haven't got enough to furnish the whole house, they're going back to the council and asking, well, I can't get me carpets down, I can't get this. You know, you take what you get, even if it's, you know, such a housing crisis. So just take what you get, and then if you get into it and you can get a transfer near your mother who you want to be near with, well, then do that.
And the chances, when you think about it, lads, the chances of you being able to get a house exactly where your mother lives, I don't know why anybody would.
Oh, no. But, no, you don't. You wouldn't.
But the way it is at the moment, when you were on the housing list, there is a thing called, I can't remember what the exact name for it is, but CBL or something like that. Choice-based letting, that's what it is, which is you can request specific areas for your social housing. So you, on your application list, you can put three different, and I find this bizarre as well. That you can put three different places down on the application form. So when you're applying for social housing, you can say three nice areas. So one of them you can say Berryfield and Finglas. That's where my mum grew up. Yeah, Berryfield. That's one of the places I want. And then you can say the estate next to it, mm-hmm. or whatever the case may be. Okay. Does that seem bizarre to you, Frances and Katie, that you can actually?
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. If you want a house near your mother, you go out and walk, like Katie said, get a mortgage and buy a house near around the corner or something where the house is going. You know, I mean, if she has three children, if she's unmarried, I don't know. But I mean, what money comes in for that? You know, I mean, I know the economy is gone boom, but she could get a mortgage with, we say, a two-bedroom little house somewhere near her mother if she wanted to. But you don't turn a house down and say, no, I want one near me ma, because your ma minds me children, your ma does that. No, I mean, they're crying out for houses.
Now, in this particular video that I've seen, she didn't say in the video whether or not she'd refused an offer already, so that wasn't clear. But all I do know is she was on the housing list for, I think it was 2 to 3 years, which doesn't seem an awful amount of time. But she specifically wanted a property in that exact estate where she grew up.
Can we just say here that I'm not talking here, and I don't know, don't speak for Jeremy, but I speak for myself here. Like Laura says there, I work and I'm on the housing list. I can't afford a mortgage. I have no problem with people who work or are trying to earn themselves.
Lots of people who work and can't afford a mortgage.
I have no problem. In fact, I would rather see houses going to people like Laura who are actually still working despite not being able to get a mortgage. I would actually rather see that than going to the lazy shites who don't want to work.
Yeah.
So I have no issue at all. Once somebody's actually getting up and going to work, I have no problem at all with them getting a house. But it's the people like this woman doesn't work. She doesn't contribute anything. She's take,
yep.
You know, and she expects everything on her terms. That's where I have an issue.
Okay, let's go to Trevor. How are you, Trevor? I haven't spoken to you in a while.
Well, starting us. Happy birthday.
Thanks very much. Now,
you're welcome.
You have a very strong feeling about or opinion about this.
Yeah. She turns down one house. Get the fuck off the list.
Oh, kick her off the list. Kick her off the list completely.
Yeah. I want to live next to me, mummy. Fucking buy a house, you freeloading pox.
Jesus.
Right? You're not going to stay and tell me I'm going to get me forever home at 50 quid a week, but it has to be in a specific area. Fuck off. You want that sort of privilege, you buy the bricks and mortar. You don't fucking get it handed to you for free.
But what's your suggestion there? And in this case, a mother of three children, you're talking about making...
Oh, here we go. Let's get the violins out, James.
There's no violins. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. You're talking about making a family homeless because they don't accept the offer of a house.
Who said I'm a homeless?
Well, kicking them off the housing list.
Well, where's she living now?
From what I can tell from the video, she is living in council property, but she is.
Right, so all I'm saying is if she doesn't accept the next offer she gets, the first offer she gets, she's off that list. She can stay in the house she's in, or she doesn't progress. And she definitely doesn't get to choose where she fucking goes. Just because mommy's there to babysit, so she can go out on the piss every night and get a hole? Nah, not happening.
So she can stay unhappy for the rest of her life, basically, and she'll never have her forever home.
Well...
Is that what you're saying?
Oh, well. Yeah, oh, well. Jeremy, like, would you not get pissed off the fact that you, the likes of me, you, Katie, we have to work our fucking asses off, and no matter what way you look at it, you pay tax on every single thing. You might as well pay tax on air in this country. Yet these freeloading fuckers can turn around and say, I want me forever home at the poxiest, cheapest rate going, and I'm going to spit 16 more kids out just so I don't have to work and I can progress up the ladder to a 5-bedroom house, but it has to be in my mammy. Estate,
okay, but you're exaggerating. Okay. No, nobody's having 16 kids.
No, but you're telling me they don't spit them out once the other one ages out? Yeah, come on, Jamie, pull the other one out on it.
Okay, but supposing this woman is from, for argument's sake, supposing she's from Finglas, for argument's sake, yeah, and her kids are in school, in local schools there, and she gets offered a house. Yeah, I don't know what other three choices she has, but she gets offered somewhere.
Choices. Jesus.
No, but supposing...
Seriously, choices. It's just...
Okay, would you like one in Blackrock, Dunleary, or we can put you into prestigious Malahide? Fuck off, Jeremy, are you kidding?
No, but that's not... supposing she's made an offer for a property that's miles away from her and the kids will have to change schools and all that. That's not... What? That's not ideal, is
she'll
it?
She'll have to move and the kids will have to move to school. Oh, no.
Geez, you're not showing much empathy here for...
Jeremy, when you lived at home and moved out,
yeah,
did you stay in your house and stay?
Nope.
Right, when you moved out and got your own place and then got your missus, did you move back to mommy and daddy's and stay?
No.
And put your kids into the school you went to?
No, that would just be weird. No. Yeah,
that's kind of life, Jeremy. The people have to progress and move on. Like, I have property down in Port Leash, it's my primary property, and my kids, when they came along, we were actually in Dublin. And you know what we had to do, Jeremy? Because we were renting in Dublin. We couldn't afford in Dublin when the first one came along. So we went to Port Leash and we bought in Port Leash and I started new businesses. And you know what? The kids got into school down there and then we moved back up to Dublin for a few years because my business took me back up here and the kids had to come with us and they had to. Jeremy, they had to change schools. Oh my God, they had to make new friends. What the fuck? I'm a bad parent.
Okay, so this is basically entitlement. That's what you're saying. Just take what you're given.
The fact that she's contemplating refusing what she's being given. Stress that fucking word, Jamie. Being given. Have you ever been given anything free in your life?
No, I've never. I've worked for everything I have. Everything.
Yeah, and these pox bottles will turn around and say, I'm entitled to it. I should live next to me ma because she's my babysitter and I can't walk and I can't get me hole. I can't go drinking and I wouldn't know what bus to get. Fuck off, you freeloading fuckers.
And if she refuses the house because it's not beside mammy's, she should be off the list completely.
Jeremy, unless the house is unlivable, it has no fucking roof, it has no heating, it has no windows, it has rats in it. Unless those conditions are what she's moving into, no, you do not get to refuse it. And I don't give a shit if you're from Finglas and you move down to the arsehole end of Mead or fucking anywhere outside Dublin. You refuse one, you should be off the list. Because if they're giving you a free, let's say, free house, they're probably paying 50 to 80 euros a week, maybe. Yeah,
they would argue, Trevor, that the house is not free. That when you get social housing, well, no, it's not free. You're not literally being handed the keys.
I know you're not, but Jeremy, like, on a scale, right, roughly the average mortgage in Ireland now is about 2 to 2.5 grand.
Oh, I'd say so, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so how much are they paying a month? It's based on their little salaries, yeah?
Again, see, so there's no need to be condescending about it, calling it little salaries.
No, I'm actually asking you a question, though. If you're putting a little mommy into one of these houses and she has a salary of fucking whatever, and she's supposed to be alone in the house, she's not going to be paying $2,500 a month.
No,
so basically, I don't give a shit when anybody comes on the air and says, it's basically a free house.
Okay, stay there for a second, please, Trevor. Trevor says it's a free house. Now, I agree with a lot of what he's saying, but it's not a free house. You don't believe it's a free house, do you?
Well, I mean, they're not paying what the average mortgage owner's paying, or how homeowner through mortgage is
yes,
paying.
Yes, because they can't afford it because they're on lower incomes. So, you know,
free house, I mean...
No, but how do you expect...
It's free as in everything they're getting is from the government. So for somebody who doesn't work at all and has a house, it is a free house because you're still paying government money for the little bit you are paying. So yeah, it is. It's a government funded house. You're not paying for it yourself. You're not working for yourself. So he's right.
Okay, free gaffes. Let me go to Sean. How are you, Sean?
How are you doing?
Good. What do you think of this?
So, like, I just think, like where does this actually stop? Like, so say, for example, like, if someone got food vouchers from, like, St. Vincent de Paul, can I say, like, oh, I don't want Lidl vouchers, I want, like, Marks and Spencer vouchers? Like, where the fuck does this stop? Like, you get what you're given if you can't afford it. Like, I just think that this woman's absolutely, like, I don't know, where her thought process is, but... I think she's stupid.
Well, it's the gimme, gimme, gimme attitude, isn't it? I should be given this, I should be given that. But we do have to house people. I mean, this particular woman in this video has, from what I can see, it's either two or three children. You know, she has to be housed.
She has two or three children.
Say again?
Does she have two or three children, you said?
Yeah, from what I could tell, it's definitely two, could be three children, yeah.
Well, this just goes back to your debate the other day that you shouldn't be having kids if you can't afford it. She's in council housing, so she obviously can't afford it.
I know, there's lots of people in council housing that have kids, in fairness.
Yeah, but like, she's obviously, if she herself is staying in council housing, she's going to raise the kids in council housing, and then they're going to go off in council housing, and it's going to be multiple generations.
Yeah, but hang on. You're not saying, Sean, that people living in council housing shouldn't have children, are you?
No, like, of course they should, but, like, they can't afford to have three children, especially because how picky she is. She wants, like, this house. She wants this house in this area. She wants to be in our mother's estate and all this shit. Like, her mother and father should have taught her, like, their mistakes so she wouldn't end up back in social housing.
So no sympathy for this woman at all?
No, I think she's a dope.
You what?
I think she's a dope.
Just because she wants to live near where she grew up, where...
We'll just stop. She'll get what she's given, like. She'll get what she's given. I think she should have been taught better. Her mother and father are obviously the same as her.
So they obviously were freeloaders as well. Is that the expression you would use? Freeloaders.
And I think it was, freeloaders. And I think that's... I wonder how much generations of this family have been in social housing, because I know plenty of people who were able to get out of social housing because obviously their parents made a mistake, they couldn't afford certain things, and then their children got out of social housing. So why does she have to continue this shit and stay in social housing? Social housing should be temporary, not permanent. You shouldn't be in social housing for generations to come, I think.
Okay, and again, I don't know this woman's situation, but supposing, from what I can tell from the video, there's two or three children, and there's no father there. How is she supposed to get a full-time job and a mortgage?
Well, like that's where my point is. She obviously can't afford to have the children because, like, I wonder if the father is paying, like... paying dependency, or is there any like support from him, for example? Because I just think that, like, if she has three kids, like, come on now, like, I just think that's a fucking joke. Like, if she's having three kids and she can't even afford basic like things, like, for example, she can't, like, she's expected to be in like the best house in the world, she wants to be in this estate, whatever, like, oh, just go out and get a job. I think she should have saved when she was younger.
Oh my god, you make it sound so easy. And Trevor, sorry, you're screaming to get back in there. There's very little sympathy coming in for this woman, isn't there?
You're shocked by that. Can I ask you a question, Jeremy?
Yes.
You smash a window in your house, who pays for it?
When we smash a window in our house, we pay.
If you're heating bikes, who pays for it?
We do.
Okay, you get a water leak, who pays for it?
Yeah, obviously we do, yeah.
Okay, now twist it to social housing, who pays for it?
Okay, well, if you are renting from the
Jeremy,
if you're renting from the... From the council, the council have to pay for all repairs.
Right, so there's more payout she doesn't have to make if she gets a forever home. You're saying it's not a free home.
But hang on,
oh, Jeremy, sometimes I love you, buddy.
No, but do you want people living in slums who can't afford a mortgage?
Jeremy, she's in a gap. So, you know what I mean? Stay where you are, love, if you can't fucking pick up your own house and get out and get a job.
Yeah, but that's
Jeremy, I know girls that have 3-4 kids and the dad is a part-time dad, the McDonald's dad, as you would call him.
Yeah.
And they have jobs. And sometimes they have 2 or 3 jobs. And I know one girl who's actually she does call centre work from her home during the day, and in the evening she works in a local pub. So, and she's putting serious money away, and she's going to get her own gaff, but she's on the hap at the minute, but she has no intention of staying that way, and she's a grafter. And this one just sounds like an entire little bitch. Sorry.
Stay there for a second, please, Trevor. We come to the answer in a second. Here is Jay. How are you, Jay?
Afternoon, Katie. Afternoon, Mike Scrooge. There you go again. Punching down. I have a job. I just had personal circumstances that I couldn't get another mortgage. I mean, not everybody's a scrounger that lives in social housing. Just remember that. I work damn hard, and so do all my neighbours. Do you know where I live? There's only 3 families that don't go to work. There's only 3 people in our whole estate, and there'll be 40 houses there of working out that don't go. And it's not, the Irish ones are all gone to work. I'm not going to put it down to this, but there's 3 families that don't. I think you know one of them. I've told you about them before. But we're in social housing and we pay for it. I pay me rent. I pay top rent because I work and I look after the house. Stop punching down, Jeremy. I told you. It's not always sunny. I was like you before. I had a nice house, nice family, nice wife. And shit happened and I lost it all. So just be careful, Jeremy. Be nice to those on the way up because you don't know who's going to be catching you on the way back down, Jeremy.
Sorry, Jay. Were you listening to a different podcast? I literally am saying the same as you. It was me. Why didn't you have a go with you? I don't know. You know, I literally didn't say that.
I'm the one who's saying... No, but I also said that I think people who are trying to work and trying to contribute, that they should be, you know, if they can't afford it, they genuinely can't afford it, yeah. But they're trying, that's different. So, you know, I don't know why you got... Your previous opinions would...
I still have that opinion that you should... No, I haven't gone soft. You have to work. You have to work for everybody. Literally on this, I haven't opened my mouth and I get in trouble even when I don't open my mouth. Leandra versus Trevor coming up in a sec. Don't go away.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Leandra, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hiya, how's it going?
Grand, you've been listening to Trevor. Very little sympathy. I agree with a lot of what he's saying, but I don't agree with him laughing at somebody's unfortunate circumstances.
No, I think that's a bit... That's carrying it too far, to be honest. I think he should have a bit more better approach at it. Fair enough, have your view and your opinion, but you don't. Does she know this woman's full circumstances? And I'm not going to disagree. I totally agree with Katie, but I also agree with yourself. Do you know someone's full circumstances? And I'll just go by mine and my experience of how I've been treated and how, you got one of those houses, did you? Now, I work full-time. I contribute. I pay my taxes the same as yourselves. I work damn hard. I've stayed for years to get under the affordable housing scheme, which is different, say, to HAP or housing where you'd pay a lesser amount of rent, say, per week or per month, right? So people are a bit ignorant to the fact that there is different types of housing. And there is a lot of people out there who simply, as you just said, go and get a mortgage on their own or in circumstances where they might be separated and divorced and have to start all over again. And so I feel that Trevor's sneer and laugh and type of approach at it is very cruel, to be honest. And it is quite hurtful because I'm sneered at and classed at as one of them also at times by people who are simply ignorant.
And in fairness, Trevor, you were laughing. You were doing a little giggle and laugh. Oh, there you go.
I'm actually banging my head against a wall here, right? First of all, you came in and said you agreed with Katie. You was basically mirroring what I said.
Hang on. Take a breath.
Let me finish, please.
If
you're going to come on to have a go at Trevor, you have to let Trevor respond. Take a breath.
Okay, sorry.
First thing you said was, I'm going to agree with Katie. Katie is basically mirroring what I said, only she's keeping it with a bit of a soft touch. And I'm not actually directly laughing at the girl. I was laughing at the fact that Jamie said it wasn't a free house yet. The girl's going to pay nothing. And secondly, I said, I don't like the ones that don't like go out to work and pay for their own house. You literally just said you work full time. You are not the demographic we are talking about. And let me ask you another question. Did you say to the councillors or whoever you got the house off, I want to live next door to my mummy?
Trevor, can I just say, it's the last
thing. Can you answer me question before you have a go at me? Can you answer
Sorry,
the question?
What's the question again? What's the question?
Did you turn around and say, I want to live in my mummy's estate, I want to be close to my friends?
That's
and
the point
that.
I'm making. No, I didn't, because I'm originally from
Right, so
Hawaii,
you're literally not the type of person we're talking about. Welcome to the show,
Trevor, let me answer and finish. They don't do housing or affordable housing in affluent areas, and that's a fact. They won't put it in the likes of Malahide. So I was never going to be able to get into Malahide, and to be honest, I'm in a lovely area next to there. So like, I'm happy out, right? And I'm very thankful and very lucky for what me and my son have, right? But I just don't like the way you're treating it. I'm not disagreeing. I do believe that everyone should contribute and do something. But if that woman has three children, and let's say she's a single parent, throw whatever in there in the mix, she is doing the best she can for her children. I'm not agreeing with
how
the fact
do you know that?
Let me finish. Well, yeah, okay. Let's say she isn't. Flip that on the other side. I didn't get to choose to stay in Malahide, and I didn't preferably want. So it wouldn't bother me if I did or didn't. And I don't think you have a right to choose. But when I went on the application process to see where the housing planning was happening and in what areas, as Jeremy said, you have a list of maybe three areas but to choose from. So yes, I do believe if you don't choose any, you should be put to the bottom of the list under the current housing crisis. And you're damn lucky to get anything offered to you right now for the amount of years you're on a list. So, like, what I'm trying to say to you is...
The housing crisis. I actually have an issue with this. I have an issue. We need more housing. But at the same time, we do have a problem with... you know, our vetting system with the people coming into the country. And I'm not anti-immigration at all. I don't mind anyone coming in. I don't mind anyone coming in who wants to work or whatever. But, you know, a housing crisis. We have a housing crisis, but we also have a population crisis. We can't meet the demands and the needs.
People coming into the country will contribute to that, obviously. So, like, you can't fill the bath with water and not expect it to overflow.
That's exactly my point.
Well, Leandra, getting back to Trevor's point, Trevor actually, from what I can gather from it, actually supports someone like you because you are paying your way.
I know, but I think there's a way of, like, treating people with respect to a degree.
But at the same time, it's not very respectful
to people who work. Yes, Trevor, you are making fun of people who can't afford to buy
a
house.
No, I'm not talking about Trevor. I'm talking about this woman who expects the house where she wants it.
Whoa.
Do you realise Leandra agreed with everything I said?
Do you, Leandra?
Yes, but Trevor, it was a way of putting your point across, and you just don't laugh at people.
Leandra, I'm not going to sugarcoat shit for anybody. If this is how
I'm
I am,
this
is why they have me on the show. I don't give a shit about others' feelings. At the end of the day, you basically came up and have a go at me, and you agreed with me just because I speak the truth, openly, harshly.
No, but you don't have the full circumstances. So, like, just...
circumstances. She could be sitting at home drinking 40 boomers a night for all you know. All I said was, if you refuse one house, you should be taken off the list. That's all I said.
No, not taken off the list. I think move to the bottom of the list because she's not going to get anything. It's the length of the list to begin with. But I think one chance is to
get a job and put it on, rent a whole fucking house and build a house around the country.
Trevor, I think the way you're putting your point across is just really horrible.
Let me ask you, Trevor, because Leandra's making the point. Do you find it funny that there is a mother, a single mother, on the housing list with three children and wants to live in the same estate as her mother, and she can't afford to get a mortgage. Do you think that's funny?
I find it hysterical she thinks she should be entitled to that choice.
No, that
because
that,
if she's, get,
we all
if
agree
she's getting
that.
The house, she shouldn't be given a fucking choice.
We all agree with that. You're not listening. No, you're not listening to what she's saying. You're not listening to all the answers.
I don't give a shit if she has three kids, because I'm sure when those three kids age out, she'll probably pop out another two to keep the money flowing in.
Okay, look, Jeremy, from my experience, people who have, what would you say, an attitude, I'll be cast as one of them before anyone gets to know me or speaks to me or knows my situation. So people like that don't help.
But you're
actually, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're working. You're working for.
I know. But because I've what would you say, gone under an affordable housing scheme. Literally somebody has said to me, "Oh, you got one of those houses, did you?" I'm like, "No, I went through my mortgage approval application process. I saved for years. I am paying my mortgage." And I'm paying for this house. Nothing in this life is for free. And in all honesty, right?
No, but it is for some people. Not for you, Leandra. It is for some people.
Okay, but what I'm trying to say is, right, and my dad and my parents always said to me growing up, Lee, you're better off. Would you prefer to be one of those? I mean, would you prefer to have to go and put your hand out for hand out? And I know some people don't have a problem with that. But let's say we're talking of the minority let's say there is, right? And even though I don't know this woman's circumstances fully, let's say that is the situation. I wouldn't want to be them, would you?
Nope.
I don't want to go begging and have to hold my hand out every time I want to improve where I live.
I know, but some of these people, and thanks, Lee, for your call.
These people have no shame,
though.
Some
of these people... they don't see it as begging. They see it that the government, and I'm sure you'd agree with this, Trevor, they see that the government owes them. Does this, again...
owes it to them and should be raising and paying for their children.
Yeah, that the government should be that the government should be providing everything. Someone just messaged, very, very angry with you, is never going to listen to this podcast again unless you apologise for laughing at somebody's, and I'll quote, for laughing... will you let me finish the sentence?
Sorry.
For laughing at somebody's unfortunate circumstances, and it says, Trevor, you prick, I hope it always stays sunny for you.
My fucking ass working, Jeremy. I don't take, I'm actually, put it this way, man. I was working since 2 o'clock yesterday. I'm literally only getting home. So,
have you got a violin for him, Katie? We got a violin there.
I don't agree with how he's approaching it. You're definitely a patronising prick. I mean, we're not going to...
Oh, yeah, big time, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, well, at least you can see it yourself. But the fundamental point you're making...
No,
definitely. Well, the highest order.
Well, if you're asking me to apologise, because some fucking freeload I want to
Don't be asking him to apologise. That's his opinion.
I'm just reading out the message.
He doesn't have to apologise for... No, tell that person to shite off. No one's saying sorry. It's just an opinion show. If you don't like it, go listen to something else. What Trevor's saying is fundamentally he's right.
Yeah, I agree with his fundamentally. It's just his attitude laughing at somebody's circumstances because he's in.
He's laughing at the entitlement of it, and I mirror and echo that laugh because it is pathetic.
People say I live in an ivory tower. He lives in an ivory tower. He's literally looking down on people who are less fortunate than
because he's sniggering. He's just being an idiot. But his point he's making, he's spot on.
Okay, John, how are you?
How you doing, Jeremy? How you doing, Casey?
Good.
Begrudging, that's what I call it, to start off with, you know. A majority of the people of Ireland came from council homes, and the mother and fathers were born into council homes, and that's how we built our way up. You know, and everybody, let's not forget this, everybody on the island of Ireland is entitled to a social house. They are entitled to it. It is an entitlement, and they should be housed accordingly, if you can't. Now, he keeps going on and on about getting a mortgage, get a job. I tell you this, Trevor, you will not get a fucking mortgage in Ireland unless you were a doctor or a fucking engineer or a nurse or whatever you are.
That's not true. Okay, first of all, the nurse couldn't afford even a rent. Nurse wages are terrible.
Well, this is you get my point, Jeremy. You know, no. You want to be in big bucks to get a mortgage these days.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
It is very true.
That is
because I know people that have gone to get a mortgage in the last 3 months and they were blatantly refused, the fucking two of them were blatantly refused and they're earning good money.
But what's good money?
They're 50 grand each. It's 100 grand a year. And they were told, no, you'll have to come back there with a better, and they were given a deposit of 60 grand. No, come back to us again. We want 90 grand. See, this is all great saying that everybody can get a house.
Sorry, did Trevor, did you say that, Trevor, that everybody can get a house?
He said, get a job, he says, and get a house. You did say that.
Yeah, John, you know what you're doing, you get that job. You're upskilled. Welcome to the fucking world.
That's all right for you, Trevor. But at the end of the day,
I was born into a council estate, John.
That's good enough for you, Trevor. If you wanted to go and you could excel yourself, you probably done this 20 years ago, did you? You got your house when all the prices were well. Did you have a look at the window?
No, John. And John, by the way,
what I'm saying is, Trevor, right, that's all and well if you can afford a house, but at the end of the day, what I'm saying is, don't be grudging people because they're on the council this 12, 15 years and they're actually getting a house. That's their entitlement to, Trevor. And here's another thing, Trevor. And Katie mentioned it there, but she didn't mention it too loud, but I'll say it. What about the immigrants coming into the country getting their sets of keys at their fucking house?
There we go. Didn't take long.
There
we go.
Yeah. Opinions matter. Well, opinion matter at the end of the day.
It is a valid point, to be fair.
It is a fucking valid point.
Valid.
I wouldn't have said it otherwise, Katie.
Yeah, no, you're
right. I wouldn't have said it otherwise.
That's a valid point.
But Kate, everybody hates to hear this. You say, oh, it's the immigrants. It fucking is, because at the end of the day, who said it there a few minutes ago? The amount of people that's coming into this country, the country's fucked. We have a society that's strained now.
It's strained massively. It is strained.
It's buckling. We don't have SNAs for the kids or schools. We don't have the hospital staff to run the hospital.
You look at the hospitals, you look at the schools. Yes. There is a problem.
You know, by the way, the population of Ireland before the famine was 8 million, by the way, guys. You know that? 8 million.
Dad, you're going to back to a different time. Would you stop? We either need to look at the infrastructure and the services.
Of course it does.
Improve them. Or we need to curb it until it's improved.
Katie. Meehole arsehole is too busy over there, whatever the fuck he is, giving 90 billion to Ukraine. When air country, where the farmers aren't aliving themselves because they can't get a proper fucking deal here.
Okay, John, can I ask you a question? Trevor, stop laughing at him in the background. It's just going to cause more argo.
Oh,
John. 12-year-old laughing. You're fucking clown, you.
John, yeah, do you have a
house? Yeah, I had a wobble, you fucking
country. Yeah, fucking easy, you. You know what I mean?
John, do you have a mortgage?
I don't.
Are you in a position to get one, or have you tried?
No, my mortgage is gone. I have my own home. Oh, I'm well sorted.
So hang on a second, but you said a minute ago are you a doctor or an engineer?
No, I'm talking about people that can't get a mortgage.
I said that already.
I was very fortunate. That's all I'm going to say. I was very fortunate. I'm very in a very fortunate position where I am today, and that's none of anybody's business. But the fact of the matter is, I know people that have went and tried to get mortgages and they can't fucking get them. They're told to go off and get more money and more money and more money. And here's the thing, even when they get the 400 and 500 grand mortgage, that for a typical house in Dublin, they're going to be paying that till they're fucking 90.
Okay,
you know,
this is a conversation though about the woman in the video who wants to live in a housing estate beside her mother.
Yes, I know that. And here's the thing: she is not entitled to pick where she likes. She should be.
Then you agree with Trevor? So there's no need to.
I don't agree with half of the shit that Trevor said. I do agree that she should be given a house when it's allocated. She should be taking it. She shouldn't be getting offers. Now, I was disagreeing with Trevor said that anybody can go out and get a house and get a job, but it's not the truth. It's not the truth. But look, she should be able to get a house, and if she is getting an offer, she should be able to take that offer, and you shouldn't be able to pick and choose.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Eilish, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
That fella is just doing my head in. He's living in the land of the living.
Which fella? Now there's loads of fellas. Which one?
The gobshite that everyone on the council list is a scrounger and all this crack. Go get a job.
Oh, that was Trevor, yeah.
Basically, what happened was I have two autistic kids, additional needs, okay? I had to give up work. I'm from Dublin, but live in Mayo because obviously the rent and the paying and the childcare and all. So we moved to Mayo. Now I'm a lone parent now. But basically, I have to look after two autistic kids. So obviously I can't work with the appointments. If he gets me a job and I am educated, If he gets me a job that'll work around my kids' appointments, I will happily take it in the morning. Now, the other side of it is I'm 10 years on the council. I'm not fighting for it. I'm quite happy where I am. I give €100 a week to HAP. Now, down here, I'd be nearly paying a mortgage at that.
And in your situation, okay, the situation you're talking about is a very tough situation. You're raising two children with autism on your own. Not everybody who is on the housing list is in that situation. Some people are work shy. You're not work shy. You've made that quite clear. And in fact, what you're doing with your two children is a full-time job. But there are people, and this is where this conversation from, the sense of entitlement of, I want to live beside me ma.
Well, obviously, I don't. Well, my mum died last year, but I'm not living in Finglas. That's where I'm from, is Finglas. And I did see people that would be, oh, sure, I'll get a house off the council. Now, did it drive me mad when I was paying €1,000 rent and trying to save and do everything? Yeah, it did. I put my hands up to that. But not everyone is in that situation.
Let me just, can we try and get, if possible, that girl, that woman, Carmel O'Sullivan on? I just want to read out the message from Carmel. I just came in on her Facebook page. There, just there. And Carmel says, 75% of houses last year, this is from Carmel, were bought up by foreigners. 46% of them were paid for in cash. Now, Carmel,
what?
I'm sorry to make...
What? So they're the most bizarre figures I've ever heard in my life.
First of all, Carmel, because Aramanda, who does our research here, when she saw your message coming in, she tried to find out where that came from and can't find any link to that. How in God's holy fuck, pardon my French, could you possibly know those statistics? That 3/4 of houses that were bought last year were bought by foreigners. How would you even get stats on
Do you
that?
Think that... And people just make stuff up and throw it out.
Yeah, they either make stuff up or they saw it on Facebook somewhere.
Because that, like, I mean, surely you'd look at that and be like, no, that doesn't add up.
Well, anybody with a brain would go, okay, that literally doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And then she goes on to say, and sorry, I'll come back to you in a second, Eilish. This is just important. 46% of them paid in cash. So Carmel is claiming. Can we please, Amanda, get Carmel on? Because I need to hear.
She's not going
to
come on because she knows what she's in for here.
No, but she's not in for anything. I just want to hear where she got this information from. But 46% of foreigners that bought houses last year paid cash. So they came in. So does she mean that they paid cash outright and no like mortgage needed? So someone went into a bank. Yeah. Stop laughing. With a suitcase.
Your reaction is brilliant.
With a suitcase of 500 grand in it, went into the bank, slammed the suitcase, get me that house down there. You see, that is, Carmel, with the greatest respect to you, it's bullshit like that. And this isn't a left-right thing, okay? This isn't a left-right thing.
This is non-factual.
This is non-factual, yeah. Absolute bollocks. Absolute bollocks. And I don't know where you're getting that from. Where do you get... That those statistics, that such and such percent, 75% were bought by foreigners. Now, I'm not saying houses weren't bought by foreigners last year, Carmel. I'm not saying that at all. But, foreign people in Ireland do buy houses. My best friend, Carmel, lives in the States. And he's lived in the States over 20 years. He's a foreigner in the States, Carmel. And he bought a house a few years ago. You know how he bought that house, KG?
How?
Because he does 60-hour weeks as an ECU nurse in a hospital.
Carmel replied.
Okay, well, go on, what's... And?
There's her reason for the stats. Look at the last part of that sentence.
I don't know what it was. No, let's not make fun. What?
It's true. I didn't make it up. I live in Kildare and it's like New Delhi.
Again, that's not the issue here, whether it's like New Delhi. You know, I've been in Kildare many times. I didn't think it was like New Delhi. There are Indian people. The vast majority of Indian people, Carmel, by the way, they work. They actually work. You know, they work. They could be treating you in hospital.
Jeremy, you must be tired after that rant. I'm tired after that, after listening to you rant the way there.
No, it's just the fact that someone like that actually believes... I believe that. Like, those stats do not exist, Carmel. They literally don't.
Say poor Carmel is regretting sending that comment.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Jesus.
Look, I can just say in this podcast now, 75% of Irish men want to date Katie Mack.
Well, that's true.
Okay,
that's... No, it's actually 85%, including the women.
Stupid
including
analogy.
The women.
Stupid analogy. Sorry, let me go back to Eilish. I apologise, Eilish. I have to go off on a rant there.
Can I just ask you, is she watching Too Much Love, Hate or something? That one.
Isn't it bizarre, though, how people actually believe that? And as I said...
Like, there's foreign people down here to have houses. I have no problem with that. I'm not against people coming in and getting a house or take off before me or anything like that.
The midwife who gave birth to two of our, well, my wife gave birth, but helped.
I was like, what?
No, but the midwife, we had the same midwife for
who
two.
Who delivered. Yes.
Yeah, she's non-Irish, yeah?
Yes.
And she is a whole.
Did you have the same midwife for both two kids? Yeah, no way. Yeah. And you didn't name one of your kids after her?
Oh, no. Why would you do that? Anyway, we're getting sidetracked here.
That delivered me, Jeremy. Be careful.
But
what
anyway,
did she say?
This midwife, yeah? This midwife that is a foreigner living in Ireland. She is a homeowner. But guess what, Carmel? She bought the home out of the wages.
Oh, you're still going on a poor Carmel.
Yeah, sorry, Eilish.
I say Carmel is hiding under her bed.
Oh, she should be. She should be.
Pray for
Jeremy,
Carmel.
I am really named after the midwife that delivered me.
You what?
Yeah.
No way.
I really am. What? Named after the midwife that delivered me.
Oh, her name was Eilish.
Yeah.
Ah.
Hey, where are we going with this conversation? Hang on. Sorry, guys. Is it a thing that you have to name your kids after the midwife?
No, but if you've had the same midwife delivering your babies twice, I mean, she's seen your wife's vagina more times than you have.
That's twice more.
I mean, surely there should be a name in there somewhere.
No, I can't name her because GDPR and all that, guys, but she didn't have a name that I liked. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, I really want to name her. Who's going to know?
Something like Euphagina or something. I don't know.
Oh, right. Okay. Euphagina?
That's the name of Mrs. Delfer. Anyway, Eilish, thank you very much and the best of luck. You're doing a great job. It's very tough what Eilish is doing. I'm still able to laugh and joke about it. Lads, we could take calls on this till... So when?
Oh, Carmel is still writing in there.
About what?
We could be listening to Jeremy rant about Carmel for the next hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, four.
No, I've no problem with that. I just have a problem with misinformation. Yeah. And people that chuck figures out of the air like that. You know, 20% of men want to sleep with Katie.
80% of men want everybody.
Yeah. 99% of men drive pink cars.
Yeah.
How do you know that? I saw it. I was in Kildare. They're all driving pink cars in Kildare. Thank you very much for everybody who contacted us. Even Carmel. And I know Carmel.
Poor Carmel. Leave her alone. Enough.
I'm just saying to her, Carmel, we appreciate comments from everywhere, even from... yourself, absolutely everybody. That's what makes this podcast work, is that we take comments and we debate and stuff. He's the laughing hyena.
Adrian just messaged me.
Hey, Adrian. And you've 20 seconds to tell me you're gaggling hyena. Go on, quick. What did he say?
Read it out.
That's not even to do with the podcast. Sorry, he's commenting on my attire today.
Okay. It's not how he asked. It's the first three words.
I know. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. Carmen, we'd love to have you onto the podcast next week if you want to come on. That'd be the most... I'm turning off her mic. She's gagging like a hen there. If you want to... Like and subscribe to our podcast. You can do so by clicking the green bell in the Spotify. Stop, would you? And by the way, we want to give away a coffee mug as well. If you want to be given a chance of winning an Opinions Matter reusable coffee mug, here is the question you have to answer. We did mention this at the start, that we were giving away a coffee mug because the podcast is 5 years old. That's why I'm dressed the way I am, by the way. It's birthday, my birthday clothes. She's, listen to her. She has the most unsexy laugh ever. Ugh.
Unsexy. Can I just read out? Good God Almighty! What is that man wearing on screen today?
Good God. I'm wearing. I hope it translates.
What is it? You look like a teacher.
Yeah, it's because it's their birthday.
You look like a religion teacher.
Here is the
an SPHE teacher. Is that still a subject? Look like an SPHE. I can imagine you to the principal's office right now.
See, Carmel loves us now. She's laughing and she's sending the laughing emojis. I love you too, Carmel. Did you know, by the way, Carmel, that 75% of people who won our Opinions Matter mug were foreign nationals? Did you know that? 75% of people who won this mug were foreign nationals. It's a disgrace. Anyway, if you want to be in with a chance of winning the Opinions Matter podcast reusable mug, here is the question we have to ask you. At the start of today's podcast, we told you that Opinions Matter was celebrating its birthday. How many years old? I'm trying
what
to get
is
you.
It again?
Oh, you don't have to give the answer because this is the question. Jeez. How many years old is Opinions Matter? Now, all you have to do is WhatsApp the answer to 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. Once again, the question is, how old is Opinions Matter? opinions matter. Text your answer, WhatsApp your answer, rather, to 085 825 2626. And Darren is talking about you, Katie. We'll finish on a positive note. And Darren says, and I'll do it in Darren's impression, I wouldn't kick her out of the bed for eating crisps. Okay. In fairness to Darren.
He represents 80% of the population, fairness, male and female.
Darren, in fairness, Darren wouldn't kick a goat out of the bed if it was eating crisps or a blow up doll. So. That's not really setting the bar very high.
Says you in the sweater vest. And you are literally dressed in a sweater vest.
Yep, thank you very much. Well, how old
do you have lights in your house?
Yep.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Does your wife ever comment? Does she ever say to you, listen, honey, we need to have a chat? I'm saying this because I love you.
Just text me now. We have to have a chat and I have to go home and have a chat with her now. I don't know what it's about. See you on the next episode. Happy birthday, Opinions Matter. How old are we? What's up the answer?